Hello everyone, hope all of you are having a good FOSDEM so far. We're going to present Beehive, an open hardware platform for the development of scientific tools and for learning electronics and programming. In its initial stage, we hope this talk sparks your interest in using the system and collaborating with us. Next slide, please. So initially, Beehive started as a collaboration between me at the Open University and Andre at the University of Sussex. And now our system counts with the support of these wonderful people based in the University of Sussex and in the University of Tübingen in Germany. Next slide, please. So to collect and analyze data, researchers need custom equipment, which is quite often has to be developed in-house. Either due to the prohibiting cost of commercial solutions or the fact that the needed equipment has not been created by commercial enterprises. And to develop these tools, digital and technical skills, normally not part of the university curriculum, are needed. And they usually develop naturally throughout a continuous process of trial and error while trying to achieve the given research goal. However, not only does it complicate the technical part of the research, but it also significantly increases time spent on it, with both things which inhibit more people from developing tools to answer interesting scientific questions. Next slide, please. So to tackle this problem, we started developing our platform, Beehive. This platform is built is intended to build scientific tools and to lower the barrier for learning programming using electronics and physical computing. Beehive is modular, meaning it has one central controller and many daughter boards. We can see two examples of that. On the left, the parts needed to build a centrifuge. It has the central board and these four daughter boards that are highlighted in blue. On the right, using the same configuration, we can also build a behavioral control system. The only difference are the types of motors, sensors, actuators, and how they are put together. Next slide, please. So other than being open source, we're hoping to provide the following benefits to developers and users. One system for multiple applications, meaning that we can use the same hardware and software environments to build many different research tools. Beehive is based on a programming language that is widely spread and useful to solve other problems. And we use a derivative of Python in our system. Also, it is worth noting that we run the system on 12 volts, meaning that it can be powered by batteries. We leverage existing software stacks such as Jupyter Notebooks, Bonsai RX, and we leverage hardware stacks such as ESP32 and Seed Grove system. Next slide, please. Yes. So the heart of the system is an ESP32 microcontroller, which we chose due to its price point, number of pins and ports that can be used to control things, and built-in communication protocols such as Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. The board holding the ESP32 contains plugs for cables that will connect to daughter boards. These plugs follow the same pattern as the Grove system from the Seed Studio that is on the right side of the slide, which is another open source platform. So this way we can leverage all the sensors and actuators that they have already created and avoid reinventing the wheel and only develop boards for new functionalities. Beehive also has a 5-volt USB port that was designed to power a Raspberry Pi, which can be used to program and control our system. Yep. Next slide, Andre, please.
So yeah, thanks, Ihor. So as Ihor mentioned, our whole goal with this project was to develop something that would help researchers build tools, right? And so in the software part, to do that, we are leveraging, as you mentioned, MicroPython, which is a derivative of Python that runs on the ESP32. But this board also runs C++ for those who want that. So you're free to choose what you want. And then on the computer side of things, we are also leveraging open source projects. One of them is Bonsai RX, which allows us to nicely interface with several of Beehive systems and also with other platforms and other things like webcams and Deep Labcut and other software packages that are working together with Bonsai. Then we also can control the system using Jupyter Notebooks, which is quite good because now a lot of researchers are using Jupyter Notebooks to do programming for data analysis and all. And the nice thing about the system being MicroPython, the ESP32, is that we also have available all of these communication protocols. So basically, you can use serial communication or Wi-Fi or something called open sound control that easily allows us to control several of the systems at the same time. So here's just an example, a screenshot of how it looks like on a Jupyter notebook. The letters are quite small. I'm sorry about that. But basically, as you can see on the top, we just have a command that allows us to communicate with the board. And then below, everything is pretty much the same as you would have with a Jupyter notebook. So cells with information, cells with code. And as you can see from cell number 15 here in the middle, you have the import and the programming interface similar to, or the in the syntax, very similar to Python. Here are some of the implementations. So one of the implementations we're working on right now is a behavioral box for controlling and measuring behavior of mice. And on the left side here, you can see again this idea of a central board of the ESP and these many little daughter boards that we are creating, and then the motors and the sensors. And on the right side, just a schematic of what this task looks like. In this case, very briefly, not so important from this presentation, but you have five different nose holes for the animals where they have to put their little noses in whenever a light turns on in one of these five ones. And then on the back side of the schematic, you have another port which is giving food to them. And so we can control this whole system using Beehive. Then another implementation in this case is actually something that needs to communicate with a microscope and a whole already available system, which is again for behavior of rodents. But in this case, as I mentioned, we need to be able to send millisecond precise pulses to trigger the microscope or the camera or the other things that are available there. So this is already a working prototype. And then another example is basically an odor stimulator that we're using to, or not we, but the researchers at the university are using to measure the activity of cells in the pathway of flies. So basically we use this whole system here on the right side to control solenoid valves, and they generate very precise, millisecond precise pulses of air. And these airs have odors, and then with this, the researchers can basically mix and match different odors and try to figure out how the flies are basically detecting this. We're also creating, as Ihor mentioned, a training and learning system. This is still in very early stages, but our idea is mainly the following. Can we put everything on a board that connects to our central board? And everything, I mean LEDs and push buttons and other different kinds of buzzers and motors and things, in a way that users simply have an easy task of connecting the cables. So they take the central board, connect a bunch of cables to this other training board. And so they will know right away, because everything is already prepared on this training board, that the hardware is done properly. And then they only need to focus on the code, right? So because it's MicroPython, a derivative of Python, they can learn how to turn on LEDs and how to detect push buttons and turn on buzzers and things like that, in a way that they can use physical outputs and inputs to learn how to code, but also they can think about a task that they would like to create for their scientific equipment. Maybe they want to get, you know, the basics of a centrifuge working. They can use this training board to program everything, and then they will know that the software is done properly and it's correct. And then once that's done, then they can focus on figuring out the hardware. And so this is what we thought about this. And at this stage, we're finishing the training board itself, but we would really like feedback from users about this. And so we prepared the form. We're going to share the link in a little bit. But if you would like to use something like this, or if you have ideas for something like this for training and learning, please let us know. All of this is being developed in the open. So it's not one of those things where we're going to develop everything and say it's going to be open source later, but it's actually open source right now. So all the documentation is on this GitHub organization that we named Beehive-org, where we have repositories with all of the boards and all of the documentation of everything, all of the files, I mean. And we're also creating a landing page where people then will have easy access to where all the documentation is. But also there, we want to create examples on the use cases and show users how to get started and make sure that there is a place where people can learn more about this project. Now back to you, Ihor.
Yeah, thanks. So we developed an open source, affordable and modular platform that is leveraging existing projects. And in our future plans, we intend to polish working prototypes that Andre described, polish our modules to work on documentation, to create more different systems. And this is where we want to hear your suggestions. And just as Andre mentioned, here we link, here we have a link to a form to contact us and get your idea. Next slide, please. So yeah, so thank you for listening to this presentation. It can be downloaded by the first link. And if you want to contribute to Beehive project, you can always contact Andre or me and use our contact form as mentioned before. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you.